Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Thanks very much for downloading us. As usual, we are brought to you by Persona. I hope you use Persona by now, the sponsor of our show for at least over a year, maybe longer, has been Persona Nutrition. If you're confused about vitamins, Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. Supplements customized to your need, you can visit mypersona.com and take the free online assessment. You don't have to order anything. It's free, and you even get to talk to a nutritionist to find out what's best for you and how to do that. This is 1009A. The A's are always the news of the week, the medical news of the week, and what it means to you, most of which we're doing as non-COVID. At least we have been since March, occasionally throwing in a COVID story if there's one that's really important. Today I'm just going to talk to you and remind you that one of our great interviewees in the last year, I think it was around nine, and I'll find out the exact number because you're going to want to download that B segment if you haven't already, was Paul Offit, 994B. He talked a little bit about vaccines and why it's so tough to make a vaccine that has lasting immunity, that has neutralizing antibodies. I do want to tell you, when we get to 1020, that's our, if you will, 20th year anniversary. Say 52 weeks times 20 should be 10,040. No, 10,020, because the week between New Year's and Christmas is always a repeat, the best of segment. But in any case, Paul Offit talked about vaccines, and we've talked a little bit about vaccines and neutralizing, but we're going to talk much more about them, as well as all the things that you should do for longevity is the next disruptor, and Roizen's rules for a younger you. Those large segments will be on 1020, where I'm going to talk to you a lot about what's coming with the Great Age Reboot. The Great Age Reboot. One of the keys that I do want to discuss today, there's a whole bunch of really good and important stories in the news of the week. This, again, is 1009A. Five ways to lower your cancer risk when you're grilling. That's the Roizen rule for a younger you. Take every advantage you can when grilling and not grilling, as well as it's the odd omegas story of the week. How to beat insomnia when you have chronic pain is another story that's the top news. Seven foods that are high in magnesium, they are really the key for sleep. It's tryptophan and magnesium that are key for sleep. You already know about tryptophan from turkeys and Thanksgiving, but this is really interesting because there's one food that is really high in both magnesium and in tryptophan. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. If you suspect a concussion, how to help rather than hurt your recovery. Five steps to prevent digestive problems as you age. Mom's obesity will affect fetal brain development. Steps to promote a healthy weight for your toddler. And mammograms in 40 can save a woman's life. That's also part of the longevity is the next disruptor segment. So let's go through these. One of the stories was the difference between a sudden cardiac arrest and a heart attack. Heart attack, pain, chest pain, diaphoresis, sweating, pain in your left arm. That's an occlusion of the artery. It isn't lights out all of a sudden. Lights out all of a sudden, that's usually a sudden cardiac arrest, which is an electrical event changing the way the heart pumps so it can't pump at all. You don't have pain with that. Second story, how to beat insomnia when you have chronic pain. And that, of course, is a Well Beyond Wellness story. That is, one, understand the insomnia. It's due when you go to sleep. You obviously focus on things that are bothering you, and you want to clear your head of those. One of those things may be, I've got pain. And pain, if you clear everything else, the pain gets more severe. One of the things you don't want to have right beforehand is what I just had, a sip of coffee. So you want to get rid of your distractions. Second is understand what cognitive behavior therapy is. That's a lot of strategies, and one is to help you control, eliminate negative thoughts and worries that keep you awake. Another is what we call relaxation training, how to distract you from your thoughts by relaxing your muscles. And then the third is understanding good sleep hygiene, making sure you have only red lights in the bedroom and even on your computers for at least 2 hours before you plan to go to bed. Planning the hygiene, planning for 8 hours of sleep so you can get all the sleep you need. What's the difference, by the way? And we're talking on another subject, another one. This is kind of a wellness, Well Beyond Wellness story. You can have a deodorant allergy, and here's what you need to know. What do you need to know? Well, the key is the difference between just irritant and a allergy. Well, if you apply the substance and you don't have hair, that often is a irritation. That is, if you don't have hair or other things, and the dead skin, if you wash it away, that you can have an irritant. And fragrances cause a lot of that, roughly 90% of that. Next story that I want to talk about is seven foods that are high in magnesium, but I want you to focus on those that are highest in both magnesium and tryptophan, and that's pumpkin seeds. You can have them hulled, roasted, whatever. It's 150 milligrams of magnesium, a third of your daily total. Black beans, quinoa, shredded wheat are others, but all nuts and seeds. Spinach has 78 milligrams, about half as much in a half cup as your usual dose of pumpkin seeds. By the way, pumpkin seeds, that is 1 ounce, gives you 150 milligrams, a great way of getting your magnesium and your tryptophan to prepare for sleep. How do you reduce the cancer risk from grilling? Well, the main thing is marinate. That should be three, but it's actually only one. Cook smaller pieces because they cook real quickly and have shorter exposure to high temperatures, which cause the problem. Choose leaner meats, no fat. Flip frequently. Marinate. Try pre-cooking. And grilling fruits and vegetables, no HCAs, very little risk of cancer. Preventing digestive problems as you age, well, make sure you're hydrated, use gravity, and remember to maintain a healthy diet and reduce, if you will, inactivity and many of the medications. So check your medications as well as staying active are keys for that. And by the way, the Roizen rule for a younger you today and our segment should be pumpkin seeds. Roizen rule for a younger you, if you're having problems with sleep, eat pumpkin seeds. This is a study of mothers' obesity, 109 people in New York City, and they found that fetal brain development was inhibited by mothers' obesity. Who needs, by the way, lung cancer screening for cancer? It is people who've smoked more than 30 pack years and have quit for at least 1 year and are between the ages of 55 and 77. the mammograms in your 40s can save women's lives. This is a very interesting study. They looked at a group of women, and I'm trying to find the exact number. As I remember it, they randomly allocated women, 160,000 women. So this is a really powerful study based on the numbers. And they randomly allocated them to a group that got mammograms between 39 and 41, and a group that didn't get their annual mammograms till after 50. The difference, a 25% reduction in breast cancer deaths over the next 10 years if you had gotten your mammogram. That is, this isn't looking at, is there false positive, false negative from the mammograms, all that stuff. They just looked at outcome and survival. The survival was 25% greater from all causes if you got your mammogram between 39 and 41. Randomized study, 160,000 women, and excellent. When you look at the science behind this, this was a really well-done study. If you want to, it's Duffy's group in the UK, so it had all the data. They didn't lose it, and because it's the National Health Service, they don't lose the data on these people. How do you promote for a healthy weight for a young toddler? Well, remember, the risks are high blood pressure, fatty liver disease, asthma. Play, talk, and try whatever foods you like to get the infant to like those healthy foods. Living near an airport increases the risk of preterm delivery, and we're going to talk about that more. I think I should talk about that now rather than later. What do we mean? Well, this was looking at the particulate matter 2.5 to 10, and what it was is those and even smaller particles, and the air pollution, in fact, increased the risk of preterm delivery. There's a story that I think is coming out for next week's, that's 10-10, stories of the week on air pollution and asthma, but I haven't seen the full story yet. I just saw the abstract of it. And, you know, longevity is the next disruptor. Another study that showed that education at any age is a benefit in decreasing brain dysfunction. So let's go over them again. These are the top stories of the week and what they mean for you. 1009, 8 ways to lower the risk of grilling, small pieces, high temperatures, try pre-cooking, most important, marinate. How to beat insomnia, get rid of the pain, focus on other things, plan to clear your mind. You can do muscle relaxation training. The food that's highest in magnesium and tryptophan for best sleep beforehand, an hour before, 3 hours beforehand, pumpkin seeds. And that's my Roizen rule for a younger you, number 12, as well as longevity is the next disruptor. They both fit because sleep is so important, and that is enjoy pumpkin seeds and all seeds and nuts, especially pumpkin seeds and walnuts, my two favorites, from a health standpoint. Mom, get thin before you get pregnant to reduce preterm delivery and improve brain development in your child. And mammograms in your 40s, starting at age 40 every year in this large British study of 160,000 people, decreased brain dysfunction. And those are the top medical news stories of the week. This has been 1009. And by the way, what an interview. Dr. Tofighi gave this week. That's 1009B. You'll want to listen to her, what you know about strokes and how to recover and prevent a stroke. Dr. Tofighi, a superb, absolutely superb interview. And I should tell you that Dr. Millar in 1008 gave an outstanding interview as well, talking about mechanisms to improve your skin barrier against disease. Thanks very much for listening. We, of course, are sponsored by Persona Nutrition, and I hope you've enjoyed this set of news of the week, because it makes the You, the Owner's Manual podcast more interesting. It's brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You can discover vitamins and supplements personalized to your need. Take the free online assessment at mypersona.com. I do. I hope you will. They have great, these little packs. You can have one in the morning, one in the evening, or if you need three, you get one, two, three. Or if you need only one, you just get the morning or the evening. They are absolutely superb. Go for them. MyPersona.com/Roizen, and you get an extra discount on your first two orders. Thanks, Luis, for great engineering. But thank you especially for downloading us. We'll be back next week. And as I said, we're going to talk a little bit about air pollution again next week, because there's a big story on it relating, at least if I can believe the abstract I just saw a few minutes before I came here, about asthma in young children. We'll be back next week. Thanks very much for listening.